Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, the government economic statement is to be announced shortly, forming the outline for this autumn's budget.
So many are really feeling the effect of rising prices.
40 soldiers from Finnair Camp have been sent to Dublin for training in preparation to be deployed at security desks at Dublin Airport. The Taoiseach says COVID-19 remains a huge challenge as hospitalisations continue to rise.
COVID remains a significant disruptor.
230 new jobs are on the way for Letterkenny, and SIFTU members at a community employment scheme in South Donegal are to take part in a strike on Wednesday.
They haven't had a pay increase in 14 years.
We'll have those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Also, Oisin Kelly will be here with all the latest in sport from a quarter past five. To this evening's main stories, and the budget will be held 2 weeks early on September 27th after agreement from ministers earlier today. An overall package of 6.7 billion euro is expected to be confirmed in the summer economic statement this evening. With more, here's Sean Defoe.
Though the opposition wants intervention much sooner, the budget will be 2 weeks early on September 27th. Of a planned 6.7 billion euro package, it's expected a billion will be spent on taxation measures, including changes to income tax bans. New spending will be somewhere between 2 and 3 billion euro, with the government breaking its own rule of not increasing spending by more than 5%, with the final figure set to land somewhere between a 5 and 7% increase in core funding. Politically, the government parties intend to spend that money on social welfare increases, tax indexation and cuts to public transport fares. A double social welfare bonus, a second electricity credit and a focus on the state pension are also being discussed. But the budget is still 2.5 months away and the opposition is set to demand further intervention before then. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
And today, the Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue has said the autumn will be the best time to address the cost of living pressures rather than right now.
We do really appreciate that with the rising cost of fuel, rising cost of food, so many in their purses and their wallets are really feeling the effect of rising prices at the moment. But this is a challenge that is going to be with us for many months. It's going to be with us next year. And because of that, the most effective and most appropriate way of dealing with this is through the budget.
Meanwhile, Karen Kiernan, the CEO of One Family Ireland, says people need help to meet day-to-day costs now.
Many people living in one-parent families are on very low fixed incomes, and they're really worried about their children. They're really worried about their children continuing to live without essentials. They're worried about keeping a roof over their head, about going into arrears on their electricity bills. Certainly filling a tank full of petrol is could be a dream for some of them.
Members of the army from Finnair Camp in County Donegal are set to be redeployed to Dublin Airport as part of efforts to ease security delays. According to today's Irish Mirror, up to 40 soldiers from Finnair are being given training in Dublin over the next 2 days before their potential deployment to the airport. It's understood the soldiers will work there for a week at a time and will be stationed in Dublin during their work at the security desks, but it's currently unclear how much they'll be paid for the additional work away from home. The Taoiseach says COVID-19 remains a significant disruptive force in our communities. Micheál Martin says a second booster will be a key weapon against the virus as we head through autumn. There are currently 885 COVID patients in hospitals, an increase of 46% in 2 weeks. It's also the highest number since mid-April. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the challenges COVID is causing is a concern.
COVID remains a significant disruptor. One can see that in the health services, for example. 800 people in hospital now have COVID. 50% would have gone in for different reasons. And that then has an impact in hospital services in terms of isolation protocols. And likewise in the workplace, we can see with Aer Lingus and airlines where people are out sick with COVID, it's led to the cancellation of flights. So that is a concern.
The HSE say there are no plans to end child development check services in Donegal after rumours that the service in the county was to cease. This follows the cancellation of child development checks in West Dublin by the HSE last week due to staff shortages. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
In a statement to Highland Radio News, the HSE says there are no backlogs or delays in Donegal's child development and screening checks after concerns were raised in recent weeks. It follows the cancellation of checks in West Dublin because of staff shortages, and concerns had been raised by some in the Letterkenny area that the service there was not operating at full capacity. The HSE says that due to unplanned leave, some areas in Letterkenny were placed on Priority 1 and Priority 2 calls only as a two-week temporary measure. That measure ends on this coming Friday, the 8th of July. After that date, they say checks for newborn babies and children aged from 3 months to 48 months will again be operating at full capacity.
Irish Water say traffic management measures will be in place in Letterkenny tonight and tomorrow night as essential works are carried out. In a statement, Irish Water and Donegal County Council say they'll have crews on site from 7pm this evening to 7am tomorrow morning at the station roundabout and on the N56 opposite Kelly Centra. Crews will also be working the following night from 7pm to 7am on Wednesday morning at Convent Road at the junction of College Farm Road and at the Old Dunn Stores roundabout in Old Town. Irish Water has apologised for the inconvenience caused and the necessary traffic management measures. It's been announced that 230 new jobs are on the way for Letterkenny. Today's Donegal News reports that Tata Consultancy Services, which acquired much of Letterkenny's Primerica operation in a recent takeover, is seeking 200 new employees. Well, last week, the Swiss-based tech company Trevisory Border Security confirmed they're looking for 30 new staff over the next 2 years. They've opened a development centre at the CoLab building on the Donegal ATU campus. SIPTU members at a community employment scheme in South Donegal are to take part in a 24-hour work stoppage on Wednesday. The workers at the South Donegal Deanery will join colleagues in Galway and Waterford in the stoppage as part of a national dispute over the fact that workers on such schemes have not had a pay increase since 2008. On today's 9 till noon show, SIPTU's Adrian Kane said when the government is not the employer, they fund the community organisations who are, and that they don't have the funds to provide increases themselves.
It's about our inability to secure pay increases for people who are employed in various different sectors under what we would broadly call the community and voluntary sectors. What unites these workers is they haven't had a pay increase in 14 years. They're on the same rate of pay since 2008. And back in November of last year, we served claims right across the entire sector on individual employments, looking for the same pay terms that had been negotiated with the public sector group of unions. By and large, employers want to increase pay because employers are finding it difficult to retain people. Unfortunately, we've had very little engagement with government. The government says they're not the employer and nothing to do with us. The employer doesn't have the money, but the government funds all these organisations. Mm-hmm. In the main, there's a multitude of employers. So there are various different partnership development companies, typically, that were set up back in the 1990s. Say, for example, the Irish Wheelchair Association is an employer in its own right. So all these workers work for individual employments. But what unites them is that they are funded almost 100% by the state. Mm-hmm. So we sort of have a strange development of a huge myriad of employment that in other European states, probably the services would be provided directly by the state.
A proper footpath on one of Letterkenny's busiest roads may now be a step closer. Donegal County Council has been allocated €250,000 under the Active Travel Programme for preparatory studies on the footpath between Lower Main Street and Ballymacool via the Aura Leisure Centre. Councillor Jerry McMonagall is hopeful that more money will be forthcoming.
We have secured some funding through the Active Travel Grant, €250,000, which will allow us to have consultants look at that particular site, design a footpath and see what the cost would be. We're hoping that will be finished sometime in early autumn and that we will then be in a position to access further funding to complete the footpath.
Is there any guarantee through the Active Travel Programme that if the studies are positive in terms of the need for and the potential for such a footpath, that the funding will be forthcoming?
Yeah, well, that seems to be the case. That if you can put up a good application and you have the proper information submitted, that we have in the past been fairly favourably received as regards to the active travel grants. So look, we all know the type of footpath there is out there. There's an increasing number of people using and actually accessing Ballymacool Park, the Oyer Leisure Centre, by foot. And there's unfortunately also an increasing number of vehicles, both light and heavy, along that very dangerous and busy road. So I think it's a prime example where the council can put a very good case there, and we can draw down further funding that will enable us to put a proper footpath in place that will ensure the safety of the pedestrians who use that route.
Donegal County Council is being urged to implement a traffic management plan in Burton Port. With long-awaited works underway at the harbour, Councillor Micheál Colum McGillan-Aspig says that's having a knock-on effect on the movement of traffic, particularly in terms of parking. Many cars are parked illegally along the main street of the town, meaning that often the road is partially blocked for motorists. Councillor McGillan-Aspig says the council now must step in.
We're into the peak season of the tourists, and for locals and the visitors that come to our community, and Al Chaharan, it's just absolutely chaotic in terms of traffic management. I was there myself yesterday and witnessed it, and all the way from the pier right on up to the Netchwell, the Shanhope, there was cars parked on the side of the road because there was nowhere to park. Today, unfortunately, I got another message from somebody local telling me that they themselves took it upon themselves to try to help with traffic management and directing traffic, which is something they shouldn't have to do. We do have Donegal County Council, who is responsible for the pier. And my question is, where is Donegal County Council when this chaotic situation is ongoing? It's not just in relation to the work. It's been ongoing for a number of years. And certainly people are very appreciative and patient in terms of the work's going ahead and great works it is. But at the same time, the chaotic situation that we are seeing in Al Chaharan isn't acceptable because it's a health and safety issue. And what I'd be asking, what I have asked the Donegal County Council is, what are they doing about this? We do have a harbour master there. I'm of the belief that Donegal County Council should have staff there 7 days a week, especially during the summer period when we have such an influx of visitors to the area making their way to Erinmore. I do believe that the council should have staff on the ground and making sure that people are parking in the correct place. And we saw situations where cars couldn't pass each other, people having to reverse, and a very chaotic situation that's ongoing that is totally unacceptable, and the council needs to step up to the mark.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break, and Sport with Oisín's coming up after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:15. Time to go over to Oisín Kelly with the latest in sport.
Thanks, Daniel. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Maurice Deegan has been confirmed as the referee for Saturday's inaugural Tailteann Cup final. Westmeath will face Cavan at Croke Park before the All-Ireland semi-final clash of Derry and Galway. Brendan Cowley from County Kildare will be in charge of that All-Ireland semi-final as Derry look to return to the All-Ireland showpiece for the first time since 1993. In football, Cristiano Ronaldo spent the afternoon at the Portugal national team's training facilities. The 37-year-old was given permission to miss pre-season training at Manchester United for family reasons. It's believed Ronaldo has told the club he wants to move away this summer. Meanwhile, United have reached an agreement with Christian Eriksen over a potential free transfer. The Danes spent the second half of last season on loan at Brentford, having returned from a life-threatening heart issue. Elsewhere today, Calvin Phillips has completed his €49 million move from Leeds to Manchester City. City covered all of that fee by selling Gabriel Jesus to Arsenal, while Joa Moutinho has agreed a one-year deal with Wolves. Shamrock Rovers, meanwhile, are expected to make around €30,000 from the sale of Danny Madru. The Republic of Ireland under-21 international is joining English League One side Lincoln City. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley today confirmed that Madru has undergone a medical with Lincoln ahead of his move cross-channel. To golf, the latest on day one of the JP McManus Pro-Am, which is taking place in Adair Manor in County Limerick. It's featuring 10 of the top 11 players in the world. And there's also a mix of some of the new Live players alongside the PGA Tour players. But the man out in front is Xander Schauffele. He leads by 2 at 5 under through 12 holes. Brandon Stone and Ricky Fowler are at 3 under. Some of the selected scores: Shane Lowry and Brooks Koepka both at 2 under. Graham McDowell 1 under. Rory McIlroy 1 under. And the world number one, Scotty Scheffler, sits at 1 under as well. The likes of Jordan Spieth is level par, as is Leona Maguire. And Tiger Woods is currently 4 over during his opening round. Gary Ringrose says his Ireland teammates remain focused on delivering a first win on New Zealand soil. Jonathan Sexton was due to complete his HIA process today, having been taken off for a knock to the head in Saturday's loss at Eden Park. Jeremy Lachman and Dave Heffernan both have concussions and will miss the next game in Dundee. The All Blacks practically had the first test won by half time, and Ringrose says Ireland are determined to put things right the next time.
Yeah, big time. We're like obviously in New Zealand here trying to do something special. We didn't get a chance to, or we didn't do it on Saturday, but we have a chance to try and do it this weekend. So as I said, it'll be everyone on board, all rowing in the same direction to try and do that.
On the tennis front, Nick Kyrgios is through to the Wimbledon quarterfinals for the first time since 2014. He came from a set down to beat Brandon Nakishima in 5 sets and will now play a Christian Garry next. Rafa Nadal is in action later, while women's 4th seed, Apollo Bodosa, plays 2019 champion Samoa Halep. And I see that Wimbledon organisers have appealed against a fine from the women's tour for banning Russian and Belarusian players from this year's tournament. The WTA reportedly fined the All England Club and Lawn Tennis Association after competitors were excluded from warm-up events in Eastbourne, Nottingham and Birmingham. National athletic titles were once again back in the county on Sunday evening, following on from the 5 seniors the previous week. 7 juvenile titles were won on Sunday, 3 of which came via Tyrconnell AC. Lucy McGlynn won the 100 metres at under 19. Casper Adamski won the under 18 discus, and Alana Anderson took the under 15 discus. Oisin Kelly of Cranford AC won the under 19 800 metres, and his clubmate Kieran McFadden was the winner of the under 16 800. Kiva Gallen of Lufferts-Durban AC won the under 16 shot, and Finn Valley AC's Amy Timoney won the under 16 80 metre hurdles crown. And of course, there is of course 2 further days of action to come at juvenile level next Saturday and Sunday back at Tullamore, with more national titles, fingers crossed, coming back to the Northwest. Finally, just looking ahead to tonight here on Highland, the DL debate with Brendan Devaney after the 7 o'clock news. Derry, of course, are bidding for a place in that All-Ireland football final. We'll hear from Derry boss Rory Geller and team captain Chrissy McCaig. Brendan is also joined by Donegal under 16 ladies football manager Liam Skelly. Sports editor of the Donegal Democrat Alan Foley will review the club action over the weekend, and a former Donegal star Maureen O'Donnell wraps up the show with a preview of the ladies All-Ireland football quarter-final as Donegal prepared to go on Dublin. It's all part of the DL debate tonight, presented by Brendan Devaney. Goes to air just after the 7 news. Daniel.
Thanks, Oisin. To news now again, and a Letterkenny councillor says action is needed to improve the parking facilities at the Bernard McGlinchey Town Park. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says people are having to turn away because they can't find a parking space, and that the overflow car park is no longer adequate. Councillor Kavanagh says a first step should be to make that permanent.
This is something that I've raised previously as well, but as you say, since the kiddies' playground has opened up now again, there's big crowds coming back to the park again, and I've had reports last week in particular of people going there, not being able to find a place to park, and leaving again. So I think we need to look now at parking for the town park, and look at getting the car park extended. The park's a great facility, and it's great to see that it is so popular and great to see so many people using it. But this is an issue, and there is a little overflow car park there that can be used at times, but that's also getting busy now. But I think we've reached a stage where that needs to be made into a permanent car park as well, and get that available, and maybe look at additional measures as well as that. So it's something that I'll be taking back to the next council meeting again, because it's an issue now that needs addressed.
And that is a thing, it's specifically to the town park, where it's in an area where the parking you have, you kind of have to find ways to expand. It's not so easy as to say, well, just park down at the shopping centre or park over at the hospital. It's a very specific thing. You kind of have to park right there. This is a vital thing to get right.
Yeah, it is. It's important. But I think initially, anyway, Dino, we should look at making that little section that we have for overflow, that making that into a proper permanent car park now. And that would deal with some of the problem a lot of the time. And I think we need a further discussion on what other measures we can take.
And finally, the Donegal Mountain Rescue Team is appealing to the public for support after participating in what was described as a difficult rescue in the Blue Stacks at the weekend. The rescue saw members stay overnight on the mountain with an injured man before he could be airlifted. With more, here's Emma Ryan.
At 9:15 on Saturday night, DMRT members were tasked by An Garda Síochána to assist a male casualty who was experiencing severe difficulty in the Blue Stack Mountains. The Rescue 118 helicopter was on the scene but could not extract the casualty. DMRT, backed by the Sligo Leitrim Mountain Rescue Team, located the casualty at 1:20 yesterday morning after what was described as an extremely difficult hike due to weather and terrain. It was decided that the team would stay on the hill until it was more suitable to evacuate, with communications continuing with Malin Head Coast Guard throughout the night regarding the casualty's condition. At approximately 7:30 yesterday morning, the casualty was airlifted and DMRT returned to base. In a social media post following the rescue, DMRT is urging people to support them so they can continue to help those who need their assistance.
Weather now to be mostly dry early this evening with some isolated showers, but cloud will gradually thicken and some patches of light rain and drizzle will develop around nightfall. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees overnight tonight. To this evening's main stories once again, and the government's summer economic statement is set to be announced shortly, forming the outline for this autumn's budget, and it's expected that there will be a 2 billion euro spending increase. 40 soldiers from the Finnair camp have been sent to Dublin for training in preparation to be deployed at security desks at Dublin Airport. The Taoiseach has said that COVID-19 remains a huge challenge as hospitalisations continue to rise, and it's been announced that 230 new jobs are on the way for Letterkenny. That's all from the news desk for now. I'll have headlines again coming up at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Monday evening, July the 4th. The death has taken place of Hughie Gerald McMonagall, Minatinny, Fintown. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral mass at 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning in St. Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. with family time from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family time on the morning of the funeral with neighbours and close friends welcome. The funeral mass can be viewed on the Chacpubble Columbkill NAFA website. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Margaret Callaghan Ní Gallagher, Bonamain, Bridgend. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Margaret's Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Lawrence McElhinney, Glack, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 10:15 a.m, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Joseph Joe McColgan, Drumskellen, Chur, Moff. Joe's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Moff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard.
The funeral mass can be viewed live at sacredheartchurchmuff.com. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of Liam Blake, 3 Ard Column Kill, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence until 9 p.m. this evening, with rosary tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St. Union's Cathedral for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal branch of the MS Society or the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital. Care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.